Welcome to 30 and Counting. This is a microcast following my life from age 30 and beyond through technology, writing, to entering parenthood. So I'm trying an experiment. I am a very tech-focused person. I work in tech, programming. I use tech. I love tech. It's hobbies, all sorts of things. But I've been working through some stuff recently in my personal life that has caused me to wonder, are there ways to still use my tech while reducing its effect on my life? And this is challenging because one of the things I like to do with tech is I like to track my life. I like to track what shows I watch, what food I eat, what places I go, and all of that kind of stuff. And yet what that has caused is my phone to be coming up all throughout the day. Everything I do, I eat something, my phone pops up. I watch something, my phone pops up. I go somewhere, my phone pops up. Everything I do, my phone is constantly popping up. And for a while now, I've thought that isn't a big deal. But through some series of circumstances and through some podcasts and blog posts that I've been reading, it's been making me reflect more and more about how that might be affecting my time and attention. One really great microcast that actually talked about that recently was Jonathan LaCour. He has a Clevercast microcast, and he has been talking about pain with our attention. And he had an episode how he talked about how something can remain on our minds long after we've seen it or read it. And as that kind of started to settle in my mind, one of the things I started thinking about was how I get lots of different notifications on my phone, but sometimes, it's not the right time to deal with those notifications. But what I've found is I can't ignore the fact that the notification exists. So if I finish eating and I pick up my phone in order to log what I ate and I see a notification that really ultimately isn't that big of a deal, but it gets my brain thinking about that notification, whether it's a message over Slack, a message over social media, it's something that I don't necessarily want to engage with right now. I find it important enough to have it be a notification on my phone. But because I pick up my phone all throughout the day, it creates all these doorways in which I'm seeing the notifications rather than the notifications only being available if I seek them out. I'm sure there's a lot of different ways to potentially deal with this. But one thing I've started doing is I actually went out and I got a Moleskine Cahir, I'm not exactly sure how you pronounce that, but a notebook, which is essentially a 40 to 60 page soft cardboard notebook that is stitched together with some cords. Essentially, it's a pocket size little notebook that I can just jot notes down in and thoughts in. And so what I've started doing is I've started using this paper to actually log what I eat, what I watch, anything that doesn't require me to actually put it on my phone immediately. I've even started using it where if I have a thought about a to-do list item that I need to do, if it's not something I need to immediately enter my phone, I'm going to jot it down in my notebook instead. What that kind of allows me to do is to queue up all the information I want to put in my phone in a way that prevents me from seeing all the notifications that could be popping up. And then at a time when I choose that is convenient for engaging with technology, I can go ahead and pull out my notebook and I can open up my phone or my computer and I can go ahead and log what food I ate, when, what I watched, all the different things like that without being, you know, sucked into technology at a moment that I don't want. So it's something I'm going to play around with. I've always liked paper and pen, but I kind of love technology more. But it's an interesting thing to take a look at. Colin Walker has started where he will have certain blog posts that are written by pen. And so he's been noting at the bottom of the blog post that he wrote it in a notebook by pen first and then transcribed it later to his blog. So that's interesting. I don't know that that's necessarily something I will start doing, but that does start to create an idea of focus and things like that. I still really enjoy my Kindle, and one of the things I enjoy about the Kindle is the fact that my Kindle is a single-use device. And so one thing I kind of hope is that we get a lot of more cheaper single-use devices in our lives, things like the Kindle that you can get and just use it for this one device for a long time. I would love something like an iPad, but just allowed you to write with an Apple Pencil, right? And so it wouldn't necessarily need as much processing power and stuff. It could be a little cheap tablet that you just write with an Apple Pencil. Unfortunately, cheap tablets don't really impress me as far as you know, Android and things like that. And of course, they also allow you to install other apps, and that causes you to want to use them to their full capacity. So it's kind of this tricky thing, but I think we would be better served by having a lot of different devices that can do one or two things rather than two devices that do everything in our life and pull everything up in front of us. So yeah, that's just some stuff I've been thinking about. It's been 3 days now that I've been using this little notebook in the back pocket, and I've been carrying it around with me, and it's been working pretty good. So I'm looking forward to seeing how it changes my ability to focus, my ability to be present, and remove distractions. So, yeah, hopefully it does its job, and I can update you guys maybe in a month or two on how I feel like it might have changed or not changed the way I'm engaging with stuff. So thanks for listening today, and have a great day. I encourage you to check out Jonathan LaCour's Clevercast. I'll have a link to his episode in the show notes. Thanks. Bye. This has been 30 and Counting. You can find new episodes at 30andcounting.me. The theme music has been by Aaron Parecki in his 100 Days of Music project. You can check that out at aaronparecki.com. You can find more information from me at my website, eddiehinkle.com. Thanks for joining me, and have a great day.